This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rishus, Rishiva Shlita, Rashi Koilel, Chavri HaKoilel, and all of you who are gathered here for this unbelievable Simcha, wonderful Simcha, celebrating the Koilel, Siyam Mashas, Smicha. And I want to share with you a perspective of what it means to receive smicha, to take one's place as a rav or a paisik in Klal Yisrael. It's something that is very chashuv. Ki lo yishachach mi pizaroi, we know there's a haftacha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And throughout our history, with all of our tzaras, and especially now in the Yemei HaSfira, where we commemorate with mourning tragedies of the Crusades and other periods of our history, and yet Torah continues to flourish and grow. The Torah we have today is a nes, it's only an open miracle. And over the last 6 years, almost 6 years, I've given shiurim called, a series called The Life and Torah of Our Leaders. It's on Torah Anytime, a little plug for myself here, Torah Anytime, it's on podcast platforms, it's on USB, someone here already told me they have my USB, and Baruch Hashem, this past week was the 173rd, so if you want to start catching up. And in these shiurim, we see clearly tzaris in Klal Yisrael and the miracle of Torah. Miracle of Torah. But there's something else I want to focus on that's included in this haftacha. And that is something I see clearly, and I try to bring out in my shiurim, is the hashkochas Hashem. The hashkacha of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam of who and which svarim and which paiskim make it, so to speak, as the Messiah and the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And you see clearly this hashkacha Hashem. It's almost like the Aruch HaShulchan, a famous Aruch HaShulchan, where he talks about an argument in Hilchas Erevin, the Beis Ephraim, the Mishkanes Yaakov, he doesn't say them by name, but he says it's ki'ilu yotza bas kol min hashamayim. It's as if a bas kol, a heavenly voice, has come from heaven, that the halacha is like those who are lenient. And when you go through history and gedolim, you see this bas kol, this hashkochas Hashem. And hopefully in the next few moments that we have, I'll demonstrate just a small little insight into this idea, and hopefully what I'm saying, if it's not clear, will become clearer. A page of Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at a page of Shulchan Aruch. That's those who are receiving smicha. That's where it is. A page of Shulchan Aruch begins with Rabbi Yosef Karoi. Rabbi Yosef Karoi, born just a few years before the Spanish expulsion of 1492, he left with his family. He was in Turkey for many years. Eventually, he ended up in Tzfas in Eretz Yisrael. It took him 20 years to write his Sefer, Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, he came up with the idea to take the Gemaras, to take the Rishonim, the Paiskim, and make a Sikkum, a summary of the sugya, so that if one wants to get the background of a halacha, he'll have it all in front of him without having to do a lot of the work himself. 20 years it took him to write this sefer called Beis Yosef, and he based it on the Torah, for reasons he writes in his Hakdama. He printed this sefer in the year, he worked on it from 1522 to 1542, and he printed it Be'erach in the year 1550, 1554. He realized it was too long. The Beis Yosef was too long, and he decided he has to write a kitzer of that Beis Yosef, and that's what we call the Shulchan Aruch. That is a summary of the Beis Yosef. And that was printed in 1565. Meanwhile, across the globe, in the city of Krakow in Poland, in the golden era of the Kingdom of Poland, was Rav Moshe Isserles, who was born about 1525, 1530. So he was a good, at least 40, 45 years younger than the Beis Yosef. And he woke up one day and he had an idea. He should make a summary of the Halacha, the Gemaras, the Paiskim. What a great idea, and he worked on it. And all of a sudden, one day, the Sefer Beis Yosef shows up in Krakow. And the Rama, as we call him, says, I was astounded. Sheyogati l'rik, I toiled for nothing. And I stole my sleep in vain. Someone wrote my Sefer already. I've been working on it, and he printed it. And then he says, I look at it, and I see the Beis Yosef was a Sephardi, Turkey, Tzvas, he was a Sephardi. He didn't take into account the Ashkenazi Paiskim. And he has a whole list, the Rama. I have a shir, I did a series once, a shir on every one of those Ashkenazi Paiskim, the Maril, the Ram Ratzeberg, the Mari Yivayel, the Mari Broina, the Ogre, the Aguda, etc., and etc. He says he didn't take into account the Bali HaTaisvis. So he says, I'm going to write a Pirush on the Beis Yosef, but with the Ashkenazi Paiskim taken into account. And that's what we call today the Darkei Moshe HaOruch, the lengthy Darkei Moshe. He didn't print it while he was alive. It was printed much later. It's in the back of the Torahs. The little Darkei Moshe on the Torah is just the Hagois. That's just the small little kitzer of it. But he wrote the Darkei Moshe HaOruch. And then, when he saw that the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch, which was just the practical halacha, he added in his edits, showing what the Ashkenazi halacha is. And he called it, the Shulchan Aruch is a set table, he called it the mappa, the tablecloth on the set table. Meanwhile, keep on moving west, in the city of Prague, in Bohemia, there was someone named Rav Mordechai Yaffa, who was born 1530, same age as the Rama. And he also came up with an idea. By the time he came up with his idea, he had already seen the Beis Yosef. And he says, and he writes, when the Beis Yosef came, all the lamdim, all the scholars were so excited about it. He says, but then I noticed it's much too long. It's much too long, so I started to work on a kitzer of the Beis Yosef. But then he says, I heard the Beis Yosef himself wrote a kitzer. So I stopped my project. I stopped it. The kibalti schar al aprisha, he says, and I receive reward for stopping. But then he says, I saw the Shulchan Aruch, and it was much too brief. It's just a halacha. There's no reasons. There's no background. And then he says, and I noticed also there was no Ashkenaz in there. So I decided to write a Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch with the Ashkenazi view of it. Sounds familiar. And then, as I'm writing it, he says, he started his next project, I find out the Rama did the same thing already. He already did it, the Rama. So I stopped my project and I went to work on other things. But then, when I finally got the Sefer, I saw the Rama also was too brief. He just said the halacha. He didn't really write the reasons either. And he said, he described it, he said, it was a set table with a tablecloth and all types of delicacies, but there was no salt. No salt, there was no taste to it. There was no tam. So he decided to write a sefer called the Levush, where it's not as long as the Beis Yosef, but it has the reasons for things, has Kabbalah in there, and that's the sefer of the Levush that he printed. Hashkochas Hashem. How the Beis Yosef is the primary, so to speak. The Rama is next. And we have the Levush. At that time, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama took their forefront in Halacha. But in the next generation, the Noisei Kalim, the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, they're all bringing the Levush. And they're all on the same page. But the Hashkochas Hashem of setting up the halachas that we have today with the breath of Klal Yisrael, Tzvas, Turkey, Krakow, Prague, this is all of Klal Yisrael, came together with the Hashkocha of the Rabbeinu Shalom to set up what we have today. But this continues. And if I would have the time, we could go through a Shulchan Aruch Yerideya with the Shach and the Taz and see the miracle of that Torah. The miracle of the destruction of Klal Yisrael and Tach V'Tat that they lived through. And how they had to run thousands and thousands of miles. And as the Taz writes, I'm writing this heter for an aguna, a woman who we don't know what happened to her husband. I don't have my svarim because I'm ilon b'say chasada, because I'm sleeping in the field, because I'm running away. But that's not what I want to focus on, because tonight we're focused on Hashkochas Hashem. Let's look at Arachayim. Arachayim, the Mogen Avram, Rav Avram Gumbiner, was born in the year 1637. And I'll try to briefly finish up. Rav Avram, he was a simple malamed in a city called Kalish in Poland. In fact, he was so poor, he lived in a cellar. And he wrote his notes on little scraps of paper left over from the bookbinders. And when he didn't have that, he wrote with charcoal on the walls of the cellar. They say up until the war, you were able to still see the blackened walls on that cellar. Then when he would get paper, it was like a chalkboard. When he got paper, he would copy it over and start again. And then there's a story who was Megalim, the Shachar, someone else, realized that he was from the Gedolim and he's teaching young children, just as like Aleph Beis Rebbe. Eventually he had a yeshiva and he decided he's going to write on Arachayim. Nobody had written commentaries on Arachayim yet. All the other, Yaradei, Ebenezer, Kaisha Mishpat, they all had commentaries. He did not have. Arachayim didn't have. So he wrote the Magen Avraham, as we call it. But he wrote his Pirush, and he sent it to be printed in the year 1671, and his brother-in-law took it to Amsterdam. His brother-in-law passed away on the road, and it never happened. Eventually, he continued teaching his Talmidim, and all of a sudden, a new Sefer came to the world, 1681, a Sefer called Eilas Talmid, written by one of the Dayanim in Krakow. And it was the first Sefer on Arachayim. And everybody had it. And the Magen Avraham, for some reason, made it his business to argue on everything the Eilas Talmid said. If you learn Magen Avraham, he always says, Eilas Talmid like duck. And he doesn't even say what Eilas Talmid says. Why? Everyone had an Eilas Talmid. He was giving shir. You have Eilas Talmid, you saw Pshat? He's wrong. He made a mistake. That's what it was. For some reason. This was in 1681. So much so, the Eilas Talmid was come out, never reprinted again. It was taken off the shelves. Still, I think Zichronar recently reprinted it. The Mishnah Berurah, for some reason, reckons with it very much. He takes it into account. But in Klal Yisrael, for those hundreds of years, Eilas Talmid was off the shelf once the Magen Avraham made it. It takes a minute till the Magen Avraham is going to get to the page. The Magen Avraham is Nifter in 1682. 1682 is all of 45 years old. His son says, I wanted to print his sefer, but it got stolen. Someone was holding it captive and hostage and would not give it back. For 10 years, he went to Batei Dinim, Dayanim, they put out cherims and shamtas. They finally went to the leading Jewish council, the Vad or Arba HaRotzois. And they finally, after 10 years, got the manuscript. And he said, but then I had no money to print it. So he finally got a hold of Reb Shabsei Mishorer Bas. We know him as the Sifsei Chachamim, who was a printer. He had been born in college, so he had an affinity to the city. And he said, you know what? I'll undertake the printing. But I also have a Ksav Yad, a manuscript of the Taz on Arachayim. We didn't talk about the Taz on Arachayim. Taz had been nifted 25 years earlier. He says, you know what? Let's make a book. We'll put the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, and we'll put one on one side and one on the other. And I'm going to name it a new name called Magine Eretz, the protectors of the land. Well, if they're the protectors of the land, let's name the Svarim. Magen David, the Taz's name was David, he's the Magen, the shield. And we'll call Reb Avram Sefer Magen Avram. Now, if you ever notice, open up a Shulchan Aruch, on the top it says, Magen Avram Nun Yud. What's that Nun Yud? I once said this over somewhere in the Rishiva of Torah V'Das, and Lichtenstein told me, he says, all my life I wonder what that Nun Yud stands for. I had no idea. It stands for Ner Ner Yofe Shel Rav Avraham Halevi. Why? He wanted to call his sefer Ner Yisrael. The son writes that I went, when I'm printing the sefer, I went to my father's Talmidim to see if he ever named the sefer. They said he never named it, but he once said, if I have to write a sefer, I'll call it Ner Yisrael. Stands for Ner Yofe Shel Rav Avraham Levi. So while it's covered for his father, even though they called it Magen Avram, he put the Nun Yod there. It should be Ner Yisrael. And that we know it as Magen Avram. On the other side, Magen David, no one calls the Taz the Magen David. We call him the Taz. And this is how the Magen Avram made it to the page. And it just to end off, it didn't end with that. You go a little west to Worms. There was someone named Reb Yerachayim Bachrach, the Chavetz Yar. In 1671, 20 years earlier, around the time that the Magen Avraham attempted the first time to print the Sefer, he was ready to print his Sefer on Or HaChaim, called Mekor HaChaim, exact, almost the same as the Taz and the Magen Avraham. And he said to himself, how could I print my Torah before my father's and my grandfather's? So he printed theirs first, and then there was a lot of tzaris. And all of a sudden, in the 1690s, he's ready, getting ready to print his sefer, Mekor HaChaim, and Magen Eretz comes to town. And he says, in a tshuva, he writes, two-thirds of my sefer is in the Taz and Magen Avraham. They said it already. What should I do? After he started to try to add in a little bit, he said he didn't have time, he didn't have money, he wasn't well. He put his sefer to the side. Wasn't printed until Tavshin Mem, 1980. 80 years later. It was put to the side, the Ksavya was lost. A page of Shulchan Aruch, who makes it to the page? And who the halacha follows? The fact that we have a Shulchan Aruch that is the breath of Klal Yisrael, that represents all of Klal Yisrael, Svardim, Ashkenazim, no matter where we are, we're all on the same page, but then who are our Paiskim? There's a clear Hashkachas Hashem of who are our Paiskim. At what moment does one print their sefer, get delayed? Who prints it? When it gets printed? How it gets printed? How it makes it to the page of Shulchan Aruch is part of Hashkachas Hashem. And when you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you open up a Mishnah Berurah, and I could go on for hours about this, you are entering into a world of Nes, of Hashkachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those who have Smicha, and anyone who opens any Shulchan Aruch is entering into that world. But as we celebrate the Musmachim, they're entering the world of Ashkochas Hashem. The Ashkoch of Kilois Yishokach Mipizaroi. The Torah is not going to be forgotten by Klal Yisrael, not just not going to be forgotten. The Rabbeinu Shalom ensures, who is it that are the Paiskim of Klal Yisrael? It's the Magen Avraham, not the Mekor Chaim. It's the Magen Avraham, not the Oilas Tamid, who was there first. It's the Magen Avraham and not the Taz, who was much older than him, and the Gadol Hadar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this is how it's going to happen. And who's going to be on the top? The Mechaber and not the Ramah, and the Levush is not really on the page? All Hashkochas Hashem. When we enter into the world of Torah, we're entering into the world of Neis and Hashkocha. And Bez Hashem, my bracha to all of you, to this wonderful Kailos, wonderful city. Bez Hashem, you should continue to show the world what it means to be B'nai Torah, to be people who are Maminim B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be Zeiche to see the fulfillment of Kilois Yishokach Mipi Zaroi, and Be'ez Hashem see the coming of Mashiach in Heiro V'Yameinu, Amen.
Cleveland, yeah. Really? Oh, it's another neighbor. The Delta Strawberry is my neighbor's family. No, that's like your cousin. It's your cousin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.